I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years. We have a baby together, but I feel there's more out there.
Well, I got news for you, dude. You bought the ticket and you have taken the ride. So what does that mean? Does that mean you should just leave your girlfriend? Did you settle? Because the reality is, maybe, let's assume he was head over heels in love with her and wanted to get married, wanted to be in a relationship, wanted to have kids. And now here he is a year or so later. Maybe she didn't lose all the baby weight. Maybe she cut all her hair off. She doesn't wear makeup as much. She wears baggy clothes. That's going to be understandable. But let's assume she's fit and in shape or whatever. The reality is, infatuation in the honeymoon period is only 6 to 12 months. And then once that goo gaga and the those feelings wear off, then you're left with, do I love this person enough? Do I like their personality enough? Do I like spending time with her? Does she like spending time with me, to where even though I don't feel like it, she's been great, she's been loyal, she's beautiful, we have a great sex life. Even though there's other women out there, I look and I see, it's like, you've decided, and I assume he's committed. He's got a kid at this point. It's like, even if you date 10 other women and you feel the same thing, after 6 months to a year, that infatuation is going to wear off. And so the thing he should be focused on and asking himself about now is this the woman that you want to be the mother of your children and to have other kids with her? Because if you're at a point, it's like, you know, why people get married. It's like, really, the only reason you should get married, if number one, that's your value system, and typically those are people with very religious values that believe in the sanctity of marriage. It's like, you're getting married because you want to provide a safe, stable environment to raise children. This guy is now a father, and so it's his job to show his son or sons and his daughters what a good example of a man is. And the best thing you can do for them is to love the mother of your children. And you're not going to find somebody that you're going to stay infatuated over for the rest of your life. Again, that's a phase. It's just like, you think about your closest friends. It's, you know, you're not going to hang out with them all the time, but when you do spend time together, you love seeing them. And when time has gone by and things are busy with work or life or whatever, it's easy just to, you know, for an acquaintance, you're like, oh, I'll call him next week, or I'm sure I'll see that guy this summer or whatever. And then you don't do anything. And the next thing you know, 20 years have gone by and, you know, you lost contact. I just had a 35-year high school reunion. I saw friends there that used to be so close and tight with. Like, one of them was one of my groomsmen at my wedding, and I had lost touch with them 20 years ago just from both of us moving around and stuff. And it was great. Great to see him again at the reunion. But people that are really close to you, that are your closest friends, that you always stay in touch with, like, you know, Chunky's dad. I've known him since we were like 15, 16 years old. So that's, you know, it's like almost, you know, closing in on almost 40 years that I've known his father. And no matter what, sometimes we've gone a year or two without talking. And just because we're busy, we're living in different parts of the state or whatever. But the one thing that's constant is when it's been too long, and like Jennifer is the same way, when it's been too long, one of us is picking the phone up to maintain the relationship and make the effort. Hey, I haven't talked to so-and-so in a while. I need to give him or her a call and check up on him. Let him know that I care and I'm still there and I'm thinking about him. And unfortunately, we haven't gotten together in a while, but I want to see how they're doing and vice versa. So it's, you know, if you have the person that you is a good mother to your children and you are proud to have her as your girl, then you should focus on that. You know, if, because a lot of guys get, you know, like get into relationships with women that they feel like they settled for. Now, that's something completely different. If he got into a relationship with her and didn't really want to stay with her, and then he slipped one past the goalie and she got pregnant and they had a kid, and now he's still regretting it, you know, that's a different story. You know, the reality is, if you're with somebody that's a good mother to your children and you want to raise great kids, it's better for the children if you're both involved in their lives and presenting a great image and a great example of a healthy family where mom and dad love each other, care for one another, respect one another, and they do things for one another, even when they don't feel like it. Because there's always going to be stuff that can get in the way. And the question is, I think it was Bob Marley had this quote. He says, everybody that you love is going to hurt you. The question is which people are worth suffering for? And so if you were once in love with or infatuated and you no longer feel that, doesn't mean that you need to go find somebody else, because if once you get that with somebody else, that's only going to last 6 to 12 months. The question is, after all this time together, with the kid, with your relationship, do you still want to make the effort? You either do or you don't. Do you see yourself having more kids with this woman? Is she a good mother to your child? Do you want to have more children with her? Well, you're going to be better parents if you guys stay together. But if you know deep down it's like it's over and you don't want to be there, then it's better to move on so you can attract the right person for you, so you can present a good example to your child. Because, and then your ex will be able, hopefully, to do the same thing. She'll be able to find somebody that really wants to be with her. That's the important thing, is the desire's there, and most importantly, the effort is there. Because, you know, from doing this for almost 20 years now, the two things that always go sideways in long-term relationships is typically the woman doesn't feel heard and understood, so therefore the legs close, and the other thing is the guys stop dating and courting her. The complaint about women is that the guy's romantic at first, and after he gets comfortable, after a year or so, they just stop doing all the little things that they used to do. It requires participation. It requires continuous effort. Just like when you're a parent now, you can't just say, screw it, I don't want to be a dad anymore. You could be a deadbeat dad, but, you know, you should be there for your kid. And it's like, is your family worth suffering for? Is your family worth foregoing other potential women because you're already doing great? So it really depends on what he's seeking. Is he seeking the feeling of infatuation again, which is fleeting and it won't last? Mm-hmm. Or is he somebody that settled and felt like she was never the type of woman that he really felt he deserved? The important thing is, when you walk down the street and she's on your arm, do you feel like you settled? Do you feel like you won the lottery? Do you feel like, I've got the hottest girl on my arm? I've done as good as I could possibly do. That's the important thing. And the women I wrote about in my book, Woman of Your Dreams, it's like you guys have seen the videos, the interviews that we did with Katie when she was here from the UK. It's like, when we were together, it's like, she's an amazing woman. Women like that do not come along very often. And so, like, when I was with her or any of my other girlfriends that I wrote about in my book, I felt like I got the hottest girl in town. And I know, like, at the Tony Robbins event, there were, like, 3,000 other people there. I was like, I knew I had the hottest one there. I didn't feel like I'm missing out. I wasn't going, ooh, look at that girl. She's hotter. It's like, Katie was the hottest, most bad to the bone woman there and had the best demeanor. And, you know, whole couple years that we were dating, I always felt like, this is good. I didn't feel like I was missing out or I needed somebody different or more attractive. I mean, the girl's perfect. I mean, you guys saw the video. She's just an angel, one of the nicest, probably the nicest human being I've ever met in my life.